Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Mark and Mike. Glad you all can join me for the next episode. This is going to be talking about how to turn one customer into 100. It's kind of like an art or science of duplication, okay? But it only deals with the information. All you're really dealing with is information. You have to make sure that you're getting the information that you need from your customers through market research. Everything you need, demographics, geographics, psychographics, they're important. Okay, this is how you turn one customer to 100 customers, because initially it makes sense to go after the same type of people who already, you know, based on the people who you've already helped with your services and businesses. What are some things that define them? What are the problems that you've solved for them? The problems that they had, you know, that another person could be having? This information is vital, because this is how you will target your new audience. This is how you would target new customers, you know. And I mean, honestly, I get how Pixel works. Pixel's fucking phenomenal, but you don't exactly need Pixel if you just pay attention. If you pay attention, you don't need Pixel. Now, you can use Pixel later on down the line once you paid attention and you're all set up. Then it will help you when you, and you'll have to do less work, okay? You can grow at a very incredible rate. But first, we need to start with the information. That's how you turn one customer into 100. Find out the information from that one customer. Okay? And then find out information from market research. Then you can turn that persona into 3. And you can turn 3 into 6. And you can keep on building them up until you have so many customer types that you have so many ways of targeting different customer groups that, you know, you can sell your product in 6 different ways. All right, it's all about how you break down the information, okay? So on this episode, we're going to talk about lead generation, what it has to do with customers, what it has to do with business, what it has to do with your growth as a business owner. Alright, let's get into it. What's going on, guys? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Another episode of Marketing with Mike. This episode, we're going to be talking about lead generation. Now, it's a lot. And so, I've chosen to break this this topic up into 2 episodes. Because I don't want to, like, kill you all with all this information. Alright, so hope you all had a good New Year's. Hope you all had a great New Year's. And it's back to work. So before I get into lead generation, I kind of want to just make sure you all have a good idea of what a lead is. Okay, so a lead is a person who's expressed interest in your product or service. Okay, leads will usually hear from a business after opening a communication in some way. This could be submitting personal information. Okay, from for an offer, trial, or subscription, maybe. The information is collected through this process, and it helps a business to personalize that communication so that they can effectively address the customer or the prospect or the lead's existing problems. Okay, so let me go back. So basically, when you collect, a lead is a person who's interested in your product or service. To get the lead, you might put out an ad, or you might, somebody might like your photos of what you're doing, of what you're posting about your business or your products, or, you know, some benefits, some information, and people like it, you know, then they're interested. They've shown some type of interest in what you have to offer, okay? Now, collecting a lead usually means that you've skipped the step of prospecting or cold calling, which are kind of outboundish, and you can safely proceed to what they consider to be a warm call. Now, a warm call stems from a warm lead, meaning somebody is already interested in your product, but more so, a warm lead could be somebody who's already expecting to hear from you because they've expressed interest in your product, okay? So that's what a lead is. All right, now, moving on to lead generation. The definition is lead generation basically is a marketing process that marketers or advertisers use for businesses in order to basically cultivate an interest, the interest in a product or service. Okay, and this is done for the purpose of developing the sales pipeline or for the purpose of developing the sales funnel. I am going to do a couple more episodes talking about sales pipeline versus sales funnels. Okay, now lead generation can be used for list building, which is usually what it is used for, and it's used for sales leads. Now, if you are familiar with ClickFunnels, ClickFunnels is really amazing when it comes to that buyer's journey and that whole sales funnel, that pipeline situation. It's really good because you can all your CRM and everything is like set up there, landing page set up as well there. You know, it's all just built into one, and it's really pretty dope. But anyway, lead generation is the first stage in any sales or pipeline. Any pipeline or funnel. Now, this goes for business to customer or business to business, all right? It's also an inbound marketing strategy. It's the way in which we attract and get people to give us their contact information, okay? In an attempt to convert them into a customer, right? Now, there are many different types of lead generator machines. One example is a carousel. Another example is maybe a free ebook sign up subscription, and then this way you got contact information and you can hit them back at a later time if they're not, you know, super into what you have to offer at that precise moment. Okay, they still express some type of interest, so it must be something of value to them, okay? Now, lead generation attracts people that take an interest in your product or service. I've said this. The key, though, is to offer value to your prospects or audience consistently through content that connects with their values, morals, problems, and or their goals, okay? Because your lead starts out as a total stranger. He or she doesn't have any knowledge of your business. They don't have any knowledge of your brand. They have no idea what you offer. This person could be experiencing a painful point in business. They could be experiencing a painful point in life, and they might not be aware that a solution such as your service or product even exists, right? And so the goal of the lead generation stage is to discover the best way to attract the attention of that target audience, that target customer. Okay, so once they are aware of your brand in a way that makes them consider you helpful or valuable, meaning you probably have offered some valuable incentives or some content in exchange for communication, they say, oh, well, that's helpful, and now they consider you a helpful person or helpful brand, okay, that you're building the trust. Now you get to communicate with them further to learn more about their needs, you know, and how you can help them, right? And this stage also helps you to establish authority and expertise within your field through published content, right? Like the articles that you gave them access to or the infographics that you gave them a better understanding of, you know, helping them to understand what they're experiencing at that moment, as well as existing solutions to their specific problems. So you're really being a help right now. You're really informing them that, you know, it's not the end of the world. Like, you know, you can get through this. I know what you're going through, and this could help, okay? And so lead generation is essential to the growth of all business, especially in today's world, because lead generation can easily be used throughout various digital platforms to turn prospects into warm leads. Now, warm leads are then turned into marketing leads and then sales leads and lastly into customers. Process is slightly shorter as far as the cycles. We'll get to that in a bit, but the cycles between B2C and B2B can differ a lot, but for the most part, nothing really is super different. okay? It just takes a little bit longer for the B2B to actually land that customer, especially depending on what product they have. And, you know, a B2B really wants to be ready when they just want to be able to come to mind at least when the prospect or the customer is ready to make a decision, okay? It's not really all about right now with them, okay? So, let's get back to the understanding that everybody is not your customer will help you to not waste valuable time on people, on the people that aren't genuinely interested in your service or product. And this is important because this goes back to buyer persona. If you're not familiar with buyer persona is the profiles of clients or customers that you have or have done business with, and it's also a collection of market research that you've done that tells you more about your customer, the pain points, the fears, the goals, the aspirations, the inspirations, you know, what drives them, motivations, you know, demographics, information that you need. So that's why it's important to know who your customer is, because you don't want to waste time cluttering your fucking funnel. That'll be very annoying. I'm telling you from personal experience. So if you don't understand who your customer is, your strategies and targeting will be off point. And you can end up wasting a lot of money, and a lot of time. All right. Now, there are actually four specific types of leads. I will go through them. One is the marketing qualified lead, okay? So these are contacts who've engaged with your marketing team's efforts or engaged with your content, but are probably not ready to receive a sales call yet. Now, one example of this is a person that fills out a landing page form or subscribes to an offer, a coupon, or something of that sort. You got the information and not ready to, like, you know, you need to engage them more before you just, hey, let me get, you know what I mean? Okay, so two, sales qualified lead. Now, these are contacts that have taken action, you know, that indicate that they're very interested, right? They want to become a paying customer, okay? So, one example of this is a person that completes a form with the intent to learn more about the product or service. Like, if they want to come to the webinar, you know, and learn more about the product or service, then they're a sales qualified lead, okay? Now, three, product qualified lead. These contacts have actually used your product and have taken actions that indicate immense interest in becoming a paying customer. They could be a customer, very well could be a customer. Now, this particular type of lead is used by companies who offer a free trial of some sort with options to upsell. Okay, so they got the free trial and they want to become a customer and a product qualified lead. You get them set up, you make the sale, or your sales team does that. Okay, other than that, you know, they can be a returning customer or a retained customer, and they have a monthly payment going on already with you. Now, the person might want to say, hey, I want to move up. And if they say that they would like to move up or upgrade or something like this, this is what they consider a service qualified lead. Now, these contacts are customers who've indicated to your service team that they're interested in becoming a paying customer, became a paying customer, and would like to upgrade an existing subscription, okay? So, typically, the customer would either explore this upgrade option with the service team or be directed to somebody higher up. But that's the service lead, okay? And service lead, I don't really usually too much deal with. I mean, kind of, I take that back. I kind of do, because when I'm dealing with a client and we've already got something in place, a package in place, a campaign going on, then they'll come to me and say, hey, well, I've met a couple of people who have had me do a lot of website work, and then they turn around and say, hey, well, I don't have a logo, or I found their logo on the site and it was JPEG. And so that was actually kind of an upsell, but they needed to upgrade. They wanted to upgrade also the package that they already had, because they know that they needed more stuff done. So they needed their entire Facebook, you know, the brand awareness, they needed a brand awareness campaign. They found out they needed logo design. They found out they needed an SEO audit. And then they found out that they, through the SEO audit that I gave them for free, they found out, you know, they needed to change the site, you know, and upgrade the site. And so this is a lot of upgrading going on. So, but that was a service qualified lead. That's my example of that. So, now back to your actual customer, okay? Whoever they may be, without understanding the customer and the target audience, you can't possibly provide the right types of value, right? So you just need to know things. Again, buyer persona, how do they consume info? What tools would be helpful to them on their journey? You know, information is vital. So if you don't have a customer persona or a profile set up, you want to do that first. You want to knock that out. You want to just leave this for later and go and do customer buyer persona and come back. I'll still be here. So, anywho, based on research, okay, we've concluded that the top tactics businesses use to generate leads online are through email marketing, content marketing, social media marketing, landing pages, and web optimization. It also includes search engine optimization, of course, with dealing with the websites, paid research, paid searches, online advertising, webinars, definitely, and or virtual events, okay? We've also actually put together a list of top types of content businesses put in front of their landing pages as incentives to gain more information, engage prospects, and convert leads. Now, I'm not going to go into this list. It's very long, but it is very, very promising. I will tell you that. If you would like a copy of my lead generation guide, you can have it, okay? You just need to make a donation on the page. If you go to the top page, there is an option to make a donation. Once you make the donation, all you need to do is wait for your email, your confirmation email, and we will definitely be sending the lead generation guide to you. Now, moving forward, I still want to cover a couple of things. Depending on the objective or the needs of your target audience, you should seek to solve a problem. Okay, they should offer helpful insight on a common issue. Okay, they should offer tools that promote the success of the target audience in a specified field or industry. Okay, they should help you learn more about the needs of your customer. You know, these are things that your lead machine needs to be, you know, doing, getting, obtaining for you. Okay, the information collected through lead generation, it allows you to discover how best to serve the target audience, the target customer. Okay, you find out so much information, even after you've done your buyer personas. You can never have enough information. Information is key, okay? And then you can make them what I like to call a data-driven offer or a data-driven tool that can engage them, that will engage them even further. Also, now you've got a new way of contacting them through the information that you received. Not to mention, that information can be used to adjust your ad targeting. It can help you to identify new potential customers better and faster. So, everybody needs customers. Lead generation is the number one way businesses bring in new traffic every month. Lead generation examples can include job applications, blog posts, coupons, live events, online content, all right? It's really needed right now. So many people are going into business. So many people are like, I'm not working a job anymore. But, you know, they're not focused on how to get customers. It's just like, yo, I'm going to start this business no matter what. They need to focus on how to get customers. People can show you. There are people out here. There are a lot of us out here that are willing to teach you and show you how to properly gain customers, how to properly turn one customer into 100 customers. And it's through lead generation. It's been around for a while now, and it's been very successful. I have witnessed people make a lot of money off of it. I'm on my way to making a lot of money off of it. It's, you know, it's very, very, very practical. So I hope you all enjoyed. I will be putting up another episode. The next episode will be talking about the differences of lead generation between business to customer and business to business. You all enjoy your night. Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Market Mike. Thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode. I know it's really, really long, but I hope you all got some very good information out of it, and I hope to catch you all again on the next episode. So make sure that you subscribe. We are streaming on over 7 streaming sites, including Spotify, so we are easy to find. We will send you updates and notifications when we post new episodes, but you have to subscribe. Also, follow us on social media at Market Mike LLC on Facebook, Market Mike ND, Market Mike 2020. Follow us on Instagram at Market Mike ND or Market Mike LLC. Okay, our website, new website, just popping out. Grand launch is New Year's Day, and that is MarketMikeLLC.net. Okay, MarketMikeLLC.net. Also, the blog is up. The blog is up. If you like your business featured on an article on our blog, please let us know. If you are an entrepreneur or an entertainer, we will take pleasure in posting you on our blog, okay? And that is MarketMikeMagazine.com. Again, that's MarketMikeMagazine.com. Please make sure you subscribe. And also, if you happen to go onto the Anchor site page, please, please, please be sure to check out the sponsorship options. Your sponsorship means a lot to us. It starts as low as $4 a month to sponsor us, and that's so we can keep getting this great content information out and building this podcast so that we can grow businesses all over the place. Thank you all so, so much for tuning in, and you all enjoy your day.